We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Are you ready for the cash code word? Probably. And the word for the 4 o'clock hour is young. Y-O-U-N-G. The opposite of how I feel. Young is the word, as in, what a fine young man. Or, my goodness, you remember when you were young. Y-O-U-N-G. And the only number to text the word young would be 72881. 72881. And why would you do such a thing? You would do it because you might be selected to win $1,000 in the WBEN Cash Code Contest, which is a company-wide thing. You're competing with hundreds of radio stations throughout the entire country and hundreds of thousands of listeners. And yet somehow, miraculously, this program usually manages to rack up a couple of winners every time this contest runs, which is pretty extraordinary, and thank you for that. And the word again is young, Y-O-U-N-G, and the number to which you should text it is 72881. So we're talking about what you eat and the way you eat. Are you a meat eater? Do you wish you could change and become a vegetarian or a pescatarian or a vegan? Have you been preached to by vegans or vegetarians? It's been a while since that's happened to me. Maybe you are like me and you've tried to be vegan. God knows I've tried it. It just doesn't work for me. Like, you know, some diets just don't work for some people, and being a vegan just didn't do it for me. I, for whatever reason, my body chemistry requires animal protein. And that is not to say, I mean, one of the things that, David, before we get to calls here on WBEN, and we will not keep you on hold for a long time. If you want to call in right now, we'll get you on as fast as we possibly can. So don't worry about having your whole drive home taken up by us. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. David, one of the things I love about Indian cuisine, which is my favorite ethnic cuisine, Indian cuisine has a myriad of totally vegetarian options, which are absolutely delicious.
It's good food.
Oh, it real, and it's good for you. Chana masala, baby.
Well, yeah,
chickpeas.
No. Find out that there's always something of every, you know, whether it's Chinese food or Thai food or, you know, there's something there that you can pull out that you love. Not all American food is fatty and bad for you.
That's right. Hot dogs, for example, are a fine example of health food.
Exactly. But, I mean, we have dishes that are, you know, it's just that, unfortunately, all the good food in the United States is really bad. You know, it's not healthy.
Yeah. Let's go to Aaron in Lindenville, a very familiar place for David Bellavia. Aaron, you're on WBEN.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to tell you, I'm really glad that I'm a meat eater, and here's why. A week ago, my friend and neighbor down the road, a Mennonite guy, he's 23 years old, he went out back and shot two does with his bow. And Wednesday, he brought me a whole backstrap. And since then, I've almost eaten the whole thing. And, man, does it make me feel good.
Meat eaters, it's what it is. Backstrap.
Yep, it's beautiful. I slice it up in, like, you know, silver dollar pieces and fry it in butter. And wash it down with some milk.
There it is. Wow. Cross all the bases.
And then you eat a complete calf for dessert.
Then I feast on the blood of a...
So, okay, when you say it makes you feel good, I mean, it satisfies your hunger, it energizes you, because I find meat gives me energy. I hate to say it, but it does.
Well, yeah, it's exactly what I'm saying. I've got a condition that I'm working on. It's a disease, and when I get weak, protein just really helps me out. Good solid protein. So.
And you have not found similar benefits from plant-based protein or soy or Beyond Burger or the Incredible Whopper?
Not as, I haven't tried the Incredible, but not as pronounced. I try to eat vegetables. The carbs, you know, just put me under. They just wear me down. That's, but there's nothing like the meat. The seafood, meat, that high protein stuff just really gives me the energy to keep me moving.
All right. Aaron, thank you very much for the call. You know, actually, David, well, let's get to some more phone calls on WBEN. It's Friday. I don't feel like talking too much. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Are you vegan? Are you vegetarian? Are you a meat eater? And why? No matter what you are, do you wish you could change? I wonder how many people are vegan because they have to be vegan. You know, they just can't eat animal protein.
Yeah, that's true. Some are by choice and some are because of their doctor tells them that's what they have to do.
Well, my doctor tells me a lot of things I don't follow. Here is Janet in Alden on WBEN. Welcome to Bella Via and the Guy with the Death Wish. Now you're on. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I am neither vegan nor vegetarian, but the amount of meat that I actually eat would maybe be a bite. I like the thought of it, but if I eat too much of that, it just, like the last caller, it just weighs me down. Same thing with carbs. Like, oh, yeah. It's almost like I have an allergic reaction with them. I find it interesting.
You actually could. Have you ever thought that maybe you have celiac disease?
I don't know.
I mean, you might want to Google that and look at the symptoms and see if that describes you. I'm certainly not a doctor and don't play one on the radio.
Wow. I have a very cute, very quick, funny story. Years ago, Thanksgiving time, my son asked if he could bring a new date to dinner for Thanksgiving. Sure, bring her along. He said, well, she's a vegan. I'm like, well, okay. No problem. Well, my grandson was in the house and he heard this. And he went home and told my son and daughter-in-law, and it spread through the rest of the family about the new date. Thanksgiving Day, everybody's sitting in the living room, everybody's chatting and visiting and kind of being on their best behavior, and I didn't quite understand what was going on. Left the living room to check on things in the kitchen and heard my living room and great room explode in laughter. Went in there. What's going on? And my grandson was trying to hide his face. He went home and told Mommy and Daddy that Uncle Bill was dating a deacon. And so everybody is really trying to be really good, thinking that, you know.
I thought you were going to say that the kid went home and said he was dating a virgin and not a vegan.
No, it went from vegan to deacon. Yeah, it was just hysterical because they were all trying to be so good.
But, okay, I would love to hear from vegans and vegetarians because you mentioned Thanksgiving. David, that has got to be a special kind of hell for these people because you're looking at a complete carcass of a dead turkey with stuffing up its butt.
Well, listen, I mean, some people need to get a hold of themselves. I mean,
vegetable trays, and there were a lot of things that were going to be offered that, you know, but that turkey and dressing were there.
But listen, you've had enough indoctrination into the way Westerners have eaten at 29 years of age that you shouldn't be screaming your head off when a turkey arrives on the table. I mean, unless you've been literally living in a cave.
No, but I'm just thinking it's got to be hell for them. Or when somebody serves fish with
hell.
The head still on.
I can tell you what hell is. It's called tofu.
Oh,
it's horrible.
I like tofu.
Ugh. Well, you might as well just be eating paper mache, right?
Oddly enough, I also find that I like men. It's kind of strange.
No, but I'm saying, like, you're eating styrofoam peanuts when you're eating tofu.
No, tofu has come a long way.
The flavor might be there, but the substance is basically you're eating nothing.
Yeah, I don't find that. Mrs. Nerd, notice I threw that in. Mrs. Nerd and I, we had Indian dinner earlier this week that was like chickpea and tofu and peas, and it was really good.
What is tofu made of?
Tofu is made with soy? Is it soy?
And it's made up, right? It's
not chickpea. What's the chickpea one? Something's made out of chickpeas. Is that tofu?
Hummus. You're thinking of hummus.
Yeah, hummus, but the soy protein, that's tofu, isn't it?
To me, it's like if you don't have meat, then you have tofu. But yeah. You know, no one chooses tofu.
Oh, but it's not bad. It's come a long way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm going to become a vegan tomorrow. I tried that a few times, and it just didn't work. But today's tofu is not the tofu of 15 years ago. Thanks very much. Coming up in our next segment, David and I will eat a complete box of Sprouts together. Thanks for appreciate the call. And then we'll talk about the benefits of a Volkswagen microbus and Grateful Dead concerts. Let's go to our next caller, who is actually a self-identified vegan. And you can get in on this, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. It's Wayne in Tonawanda. Wayne, hello.
Hello, how are you guys doing today? Hey, I'm a vegan, vegetarian, but I'm considered not strict. For example, when I go out buy my own food, I get vegetarian this and vegetarian that, subs and everything else. Like on Thanksgiving, which the previous caller mentioned, I do get invited over to my sister's house, I will consume the bird. I don't have the ability of Christ put my hands on a turkey and raise it from the dead. As a matter of fact, if I did that, I'm sure my sister would crack me. But the point is, I'm not going to waste the food. To me, that's also bad. I mean, the bird is dead, and I didn't order it. So, I mean, if I'm invited over to somebody's house, I will consume it because I just think it's polite and it's not going to hurt me. So that's...
Well, you know, the other thing about turkey is everything I've ever read about turkeys is that they are among the, shall we say, low intellect of the animal kingdom.
Can you imagine though, Wayne goes over to, someone's house, like, what are we eating? Human flesh. Well, got to eat, you know.
Oh, it smells so good when it's broiled.
Don't want to be rude.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not cannibal, though. But
he doesn't want to be rude to the cannibal Thanksgiving.
Mr. Dahmer.
No, but you know what? I think that's pretty reasonable. I don't think that makes you a bad person or you can't make up your mind. But do you notice that your body reacts differently when you haven't had meat in a while?
No, because I lift weights and whatnot. I use a supplement protein, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't, as a matter of fact, I would say, just yet, my body is down to 182 pounds right now, and I started out at 203, and I cut the meat down to almost nothing. But, of course, I'm exercising. I'm back in martial arts. I'm back, you know, I'm doing my running, and because I used to run in high school and college. But I'm doing a lot of biking and lifting, so that's doing, that's bringing the weight down by itself also, obviously. But I feel actually healthier without consuming so much meat. But once again...
And probably the weight loss accounts for some of that as well.
I would assume so, yeah.
You basically lost a bag of kitty litter from your stomach.
Oh, good Lord. I didn't think I was carrying that much kitty litter, but...
but seriously, I mean, pick up a 20-pound bag of kitty litter. It's pretty heavy. Thanks very much, Wayne. Appreciate the call.
Have a great weekend.
Will do. Already underway. A perfect cap to a flawless weather week in Western New York. And I know that we have a lot of Cash Code fans listening. So heads up, here's a repeat of the 4 o'clock WBEN Cash Code word. It is young. Y-O-U-N-G. The word is young. Back when you were young. And text the word young, Y-O-U-N-G, to 72881, 72881, and you might win $1,000 in the WBEN Cash Code Contest. And even if you don't usually play contests and stuff, I mean, you really have nothing to lose, and you could end up with $1,000. The word is young, Y-O-N-G. Text it to 72881. We always give you that word plenty of times. Take some pride in that. It's 23 minutes after 4. Let's go back to the calls. We are talking about what it is you eat. Do you eat meat? Do you wish you didn't eat meat? Are you a vegan? Are you a preachy vegan? The vegans in my life are not proselytizers. And the times I've tried to be vegan, David, there's not a political statement. There's not a climate change statement under it. It's just that, I got to do something about what's going on with my body.
Totally understand. I think a lot of people are with you.
Let's go to Kelly in Buffalo. Kelly, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. I'm going to tell you, I'm not a vegan. I am not a vegetarian. I see myself as a seafood eater.
When you see food, you eat it?
Exactly. Doctor, I'm about 5'4". I'm about 185 pounds. I'm not fat, but as he says, I am overweight, and I do need to lose some weight. My statement to him finally one day was, when I start loving people and what they think of me more than I love food, that's when I will go on a diet.
Well, what did
that's actually pretty deep.
Yeah, that's... But
what do you think about? How did that make you feel when he said that?
When I said that to him?
Yeah, I'm sorry. When that was said, what was that a feeling of, like, I can do this? Or was that a feeling of, I really don't have any intention to do this?
I don't care what people think of me on the outside. If you can't like me for who I am and my personality, you don't need to be around me. You're superficial.
So what about when it comes to your health, though?
You know what? I am actually a very healthy 49-year-old woman. I have pretty much no medical issues except for, you know, in the wintertime when you get sick, but who doesn't get sick? I mean, other than that, I have my wits about me. I'm able to get up and walk. I have no issues with that. You know, I hold a full-time job. I take care of my son. I'm a single mother. I have no medical issues, nothing severe and underlying that would cause me to have to think about changing the way I live.
But my dear Kelly, without trying to sound like one of those preachy creeps, just remember that heart disease is our nation's number one killer. It is the silent killer. And a lot of times the first sign that you have anything wrong with your
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Arteries or your heart is a heart attack. And yeah, the silent but deadly killer, which we've certainly experienced here on occasion. It is, I mean, what I'm saying is at 5'4 and 180 so pounds, you are in a higher risk for that, high blood pressure and everything else.
Oh, yes. And I get tested once a year. My mother has heart condition. I go to her heart doctor. She checks me out. We do the, you know, the whole exam bit and everything. And I do the blood work once a year, and I get tested. And but she said it would be a different story if I was constantly eating fast food and not doing nothing. But I'm a very active person, and most of my meals, and I'm going to say most because at least once a month, I get fast food. That's my treat.
Kelly, if you want to add to this, we'll certainly talk to
Kelly.
You following the news. We want to talk more with Kelly, and if you call in, you can call in like toward the end of the 4:30 news, and we promise we won't keep you on hold forever. We're talking about what it is you eat. Are you a vegan, a meat eater? Do you go on and off? Do you go back and forth between the two? News from Fox News, Shepard Smith has said bye-bye to Fox News.
A personal moment now, gathering and reporting the news has been my life's work. 33 years, the past 23 right here, since the day we launched Fox News Channel in 1996. The opportunities afforded this guy from small town Mississippi have been many. Fox News has allowed me to travel the country and the world, gathering the facts of the day for you. At Columbine, Katrina, Iraq, Israel, Lebanon, 9/11, and every life-altering event along the way. I've met leaders, heroes, and victims of all stripes. I've witnessed and reported on the events that shaped our reality. Together with my colleagues, we've written a first draft of history and endeavored to deliver it to you while speaking truth to power, without fear or favor, in context and with perspective. I am eternally grateful for the opportunity, for handing me the breaking news reins as managing editor, senior correspondent, and chief news anchor for this network. I am thankful and humbled. I have worked with the most talented, dedicated, and focused professionals I've ever known. They sacrifice endlessly and tirelessly to get the news exactly right, and I am so proud of them. And I'm honored to have anchored their work each day. I'll miss them and our time together greatly and deeply. So recently, I asked the company to allow me to leave Fox News. After requesting that I stay, they obliged. Under our agreement, I won't be reporting elsewhere, at least in the near future, but I will be able to see more of Gio and Lucia and our friends and family. Then we'll see what comes along. This is my last newscast here. Thank you for watching today and over the decades as I traveled to many of your communities and anchored this program, Studio B and Fox Report, plus endless marathon hours of breaking news. It's been an honor and my pleasure. Even in our currently polarized nation, it's my hope that the facts will win the day, that the truth will always matter, that journalism and journalists will thrive. I'm Shepard Smith, Fox News, New York.
All right, Shepard Smith saying bye-bye to Fox News. And, you know, David, these days it's a little bit different to see a guy leaving a high-profile position without all kinds of heinous and salacious allegations swirling.
Not only that, but his farewell was actually about 4 minutes shorter than the sports kid from Channel 4. I just thought that was...
Andy didn't cry.
Yeah, there was no tears.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
oh,
a weird, weird thing.
It is 4:40 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. If you get out of work at 4:30, hopefully you had a good day on the job. And what we're talking about is the way you eat. Are you vegan? Are you vegetarian? Are you somebody who doesn't eat red meat, but you do eat fish? Maybe you eat fish, but not chicken. Maybe you eat chicken, but not fish. What are you as far as how you eat? And I will tell you that I am an omnivore. Against my better interests, I eat meat. I really should not eat meat, but I do. I've tried being a vegan, not out of any climate change or left-wing radical agenda as motivation, but two reasons. Number one, health. And number two, truth be told, I love the taste of a steak, but I don't like thinking about from where it came. Yet when I take a bite of a delicious, properly cooked filet mignon, there's just nothing like it. And I have to, you know, suspend reality while I finish my meal. And David, we're getting a lot of people calling in on this. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. And if you call now, we promise we won't keep you on hold forever.
We're talking to Kelly, correct, in Buffalo?
Yes, sir.
And I really appreciate Kelly and her candor and just being able to talk to her about, you know, what is it about meat? What's the longest you've gone, Kelly, without eating meat?
Honestly, probably a couple months.
So in that couple months, did you notice a change in your energy level or how you felt?
Yeah, it dropped. You know, I eat fish, I eat pork, I eat chicken. I do have turkey on Thanksgiving, ham on Christmas. I eat beef, you know, stuffed peppers, Italian. So I'll eat it all.
And by the way, any person who reverses order and has ham on Thanksgiving and turkey on Christmas,
yeah,
you're part of the problem.
Or duck.
Anyway, keep going.
You know, I make all my meals because my son is in sports. You know, being a single mom, we're always on the go between doctor's appointments, sports, myself working. He's working now, so I'm helping him out by letting him save his money so I drive him back and forth to work. You know, so there's a lot of factors going on, so I try to break down the meals when I buy the meat packages and stuff that, you know, I can throw them in and it's only the right amount of food that I need for the dinner. Sometimes I'll cook in the crock pot. Sometimes I'll use the air fryer, you know, but for the most part, I try to save my money because I know that's where most of my money is wasted, is on fast food, because it's not healthy for you whatsoever.
Well, you can get nutritious food quickly, but I don't know whether we talked about this on the air or off the air yesterday, David. One of the problems with our diet in America is the healthy food is at least twice as expensive as the crap we can buy.
That's very true. I mean, sugar stuff, stuff with tons of saturated fats and salt and all the stuff we're not supposed to eat, kind of cheap. The dollar menu, you could live on $5 a meal.
Well, Kelly, we're delighted you called. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us about you and your nasty habits?
Well, you know, I do exercise. I try to ride my bike a half an hour every day. I try to walk 3 to 5 miles outside of the house and outside of work because my job, I'm required to do rounds. So I'm constantly, like I said, I'm an active person. But after I had my son, for some reason, my weight plateaued at no lower than a 179. I have tried every diet out there, and I gave up, and I said, you know what? As long as I am not in risk for, you know, something with a heart or a stroke or something, and I keep getting myself checked, and as soon as they tell me something's going on, we need to alter it, I will alter it at that point in time. But my doctor is happy with what I'm doing, and I'm not gaining weight, which is a good thing. So I'm just going to keep doing what I do. I'm going to make my homemade meals and eat out once a month and enjoy life.
Well, it's a great attitude. And, you know, Kelly, I don't want to be the preachy guy who went through something and I proselytize in the streets to people and I become some kind of an evangelist. But prior to my heart attack, my blood pressure was always 120 over 70. 120 over 70. There was no blood pressure indication of what was going to come. It just came. So right. I just want to tell you that blood pressure is only one metric of your cardiac health. And in my case, it gave me a very false sense of security that almost killed me.
Well, I do have a medical background, so I do understand that. And I get it, what you're saying. And, you know, going through school and that, I had to buy my own blood pressure cuff and stethoscope and stuff. So I do know what my blood pressure should be. And I do take my blood pressure actually every day.
Good for you. And everything's checking out well.
You know, so this way, if it even jumps slightly or drops slightly, I can call the doctor right away and say, I need to see you. This is what's going on. It's been like this for so many months. And all of a sudden we spiked, you know, this way. I do have a backup, I guess you could say, to be able
right.
to know if something's
happening.
No, that's great. Well, Kelly, keep doing what you're doing, and you must be doing something right. Glad you called in.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you. And, David, there are some people who are maybe short and maybe somewhat overweight, and the doctors might look at them and say, wow, you're a walking risk for a heart attack, and these people end up living to 85, 90, 95 years old.
That's what happens. It doesn't make any sense, but George Burns inhaled a cigar every day, and he died at 102.
Yeah, somebody once told me, a very famous Buffalo doctor, Dr. David Dean, once said, if you want to have a long life, choose your parents wisely. Let's go to D in Buffalo. D, you're on WBEN with Bowerly and Bellavia.
Hi.
Hello.
My story. 8 years ago, I changed my eating because at the time I'd gone to see my doctor. I was on 7 medications. I had new symptoms. And the solution was to give me another medication because my symptoms were due to side effects of one of my medications. And it was at that point of getting older, getting closer to retirement, and thought, I can't do this. I'm going to be constantly taking more medications to offset the medications I'm taking and to eliminate the symptoms. And I thought, there's got to be a better way. And I started searching. So 8 years ago, I totally changed my eating habits. I would not classify myself as a vegan because the definition of a vegan is someone who has nothing to do with animal products, period. No leather furniture, no leather, you know, shoes. Their goal, their main focus is to avoid damaging an animal, having an animal hurt in any way. So they do eat fried foods. They eat a lot of garbage processed foods to be vegan. Not all of them. Some do eat healthier. But so I'm not a vegan. I am what I consider a whole food, plant-based. So I do not eat animal products, not because of doing harm to animals, but because of my health. And I now am down to one medication after those 8 years. Well, it actually didn't take that long. I dropped 50 pounds without trying. That was never my focus. My focus was to get off the medications and feel better.
Right.
My energy levels skyrocketed. I have had a heart attack. That was before any of this happened. That was part of the medications. I had cancer before all of this. And I'm now in the healthiest I've been in my life and getting better all the time and feeling better. I did not, in the beginning, exercise a drop. Didn't have the energy. Didn't feel like it. And I challenge anybody, do it for 1 week. One week, all in.
Dee, hold on, because we'll get some more details from you coming up after the break on News Radio 930 WBEN. So how many vegans do we have listening? How many vegetarians do we have listening? How many meat eaters do we have listening? And would you ever consider becoming a vegan? When you eat meat, do you feel better when you eat meat? We've heard from some people who say they feel better after not eating meat. I've tried being a vegan. It didn't work out for me because I just didn't get enough energy. I'm not thrilled about being a meat eater sometimes, but I got to tell you, sometimes it's just plain really delicious. Now, it's almost like we said at the beginning of the show. I mean, to me, and look, most of my friends are going down to Ellicottville for Fall Fest. And I've been to Fall Fest, and I had a great time every time. But it just seems like every year it just gets bigger and bigger with more and more people. And I don't think the infrastructure can handle so many people going there at one time. You know, I just don't have the kind of patience that requires. A lot of my friends are bikers, so they do have the patience, but I just don't. That's just an individual choice. I don't want to dissuade anybody from going. Not that I could, but it is a fun time. It's just kind of a pain in the neck to get there and sometimes to get back. Let's get back to Dee in Buffalo, who is plant-based but not a vegan. And specifically, Dee, you would like to see people give up what and consume what?
Well, it's really a personal, you know, preference. So it's not that I'm...
to take the challenge you put out before the break.
Okay. Let me address your issue of not having the energy, not feeling as good. Most people in society in general, you know, as far as weight loss and you've got to cut back, that's the opposite of what happens when you change to plant-based. You don't cut back. If you have a pound of chicken, before you put any kind of sauces and other high-fat, you know, additions, that alone is 748 calories. Now, if you do a pound of sweet potatoes, and most people aren't going to be able to sit there and eat a pound of sweet potatoes, but if you did, that's only 387. So you've already cut your calories in half, but you've gotten more food. So the thing that people get confused about is that they're looking at this plate and they're trying to keep this small plate of food because they think they need to cut back. And when you're eating vegetables, and I'm not talking about loading them with butter, I don't do any dairy, but you can have other things. You know, you can do a regular potato and put salsa on it. So you can get the flavorings in there. And most of the flavorings that we eat, it's the flavorings that we enjoy. It's not necessarily the base, the consistency of like you have meat. I know that you're saying you would miss it. So basically all I'm saying is you would eat vegetables. And 1 pound of vegetables is only 120 calories. So you can eat 10 pounds of those to get, you know, you're still not going to hit your maximum calories needed for the day.
Right.
That's what ends up happening. People aren't eating enough calories, so they don't have the energy. Their body doesn't have the nutrients it needs to function.
Right. But you find you have more energy doing it that way, and I found without meat, I become a sluggard.
Because you're not eating enough.
Enough meat?
Enough food.
Oh, I don't think that's the problem, unfortunately.
You're not eating meat, and you're trying to eliminate meat and high-fat foods, you need to eat more of the nutrient-dense foods because you need to still have the calories to function. So that's why people get tired easier and lack the energy because they're not eating enough because our society tells you you can't pile this big pile of food. You can. If you're eating the right food, you can eat to satisfy. You don't have to cut back. You don't have to restrict your food intake because you're not going to be – it's not possible if you need 2,000 calories a day and vegetables are 120 calories a pound, that's 20 pounds of vegetables in a day. Your jaw would drop before you get to be able to eat all that.
Fair enough.
To grain. So you can eat some grains. Grains are 500 calories. Brown rice, and you want a whole grain. You don't want the nutrient zero white rice kind of grains. So a brown rice, that's only 500 calories in a pound. You're still not going to eat a pound of grain.
And I think we've got the basics, Dee. We have to break. We are delighted you called. Thank you very much. And congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dee.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.